Well, guys, welcome. As you realize, you've co-created this beautiful experience, and that only the people that needed to be here are here. So your souls have orchestrated to be part of this. Now, this is not just for you, okay? This is for yourselves and all the links that you have, including the collective. So you guys are brave souls that have agreed to take on this journey. As you go through the transformation, you will create a wave of energy that will assist many others in your family and extend it beyond in creating change with them. Now, what I wanted to say with you is that once you're done with this retreat, your responsibility is to change as many people as possible, and you have to force them to change, okay? There's no excuse. You have to not. Let me clarify that. This is about you becoming more who you are, and this is why we call it the self-discovery retreat, because you're going to discover the true you. And not that this part of you that you've lived all these years up to this point in time is not you. It is a version of you. But you've left behind so many other versions that are waiting to be projected into this game of life, to be able to play it, to experience it. So this is what we're here to do. We're going to discover that we're much more than this physicality. We're much more than our stories and our path, our choices, and the journey you've had so far. To the fact, you get to understand and see how much more you are beyond what you've experienced so far. Get to connect with that part of you that is infinite, that part of you that is immortal, the part of you that has gone from planet to planet, the part of you that has played on so many playgrounds and had so much fun. It's the part of you that decided to be here. And I'm talking about the plan. I'm not all talking about just being here in the retreat. That has decided to come here. And was it a dread that you came here? It's like, oh my God, I got to go down to that forsaken place. I hear no one comes out in one piece. Okay? Or alive, like you said. I can go there with all the exuberance and excitement and so forth, and by the time I forget who I am and I go through that whole process and I'm walking through life and I'm going, what the heck just happened? No. You're who you are is saying, all right, let's see what I can do this time. Let me see what connections I can make. I'm going to select another physicality. I'm going to select another journey. Coming on a different part of the planet, I'm going to possibly choose a different gender or one in between. I'm going to actually take on a different human entity, and I'm going to see what I can imagine and create and express my authentic self. Now, how many of you feel that excitement that you felt from a soul perspective? And we'll check this again later. But from a soul perspective, how many of you have felt that excitement to come here and take on this particular physicality? Just a few? Sometimes. And sometimes is good, because sometimes you just get the glimpse. But that's okay. That's already telling you. Because in essence, when you are connecting with yourself, there's an excitement. I mean, all of you must have felt some form of excitement when you connect with that part, even though if it's only a couple of minutes or seconds, all right, or longer than that. That excitement is the connection to who you are with the full capacity of potentiality. It's not going to look at your journey right now and say, well, look at where I am right now, and I can't maneuver from this. How many of you have felt that you were stuck and you're going through what you can call a dark place, because that's how we label it, and when you have that spark, all of a sudden everything that was troubling you and everything that looked like you were restricted and you felt victimized or whatever was, when that part of you triggers, it's like, wow, this is a piece of cake. And all of a sudden, you have this accessibility to so many ways to move beyond it. How many of you have had that? Even the smallest glimpse. That's reminding you, you've tapped into that. And that's what we're here to do this weekend, or this week. Why do they call it weekend? We're already on Sunday. We got the whole week until next Sunday to play. But anyways, that's the part of you that's excited, and that's the part we're going to bring out. That part of you wants to be free from all the baggage you've taken on. And the baggage is cool. It's a lot of fun. Really. And some of you, the one that just laughed, knows how to do it really, really well. We're all experts. But the thing is, we get conditioned to believe that it's a horrible experience. That there's good and then there's bad experience. And how many of you have felt for so long that there's way more what we labeled as bad experience than good experience? See, all of you guys have a good balance of everything. But that bad experience is not really a bad experience. It's just the label we've put on that. An experience is an experience. A playfulness is playfulness. We came here to play. Imagine accessing that part of you that had no fears, had full excitement about whatever the adventure was going to be, and would be able to just say, you know, it is what it is. I'm going to play with this fully. I'm going to use that creativity of myself to guide myself step by step. In fact, I'm okay getting in trouble. I'm okay to venture outside of every box. I'm okay to take on whatever baggage I've taken on, any connection I've taken on from family, friends, education, whatever it was, and I'm ready to just kind of let it go and just blossom, explode, be that essence that you are. Who's up for that? Now we get a good show of hands. What, did I have to hit that first? So anyways, you guys created this, and this was put together. I can tell you one thing. This retreat only got written up while we wrote the base of what we were going to talk about, what we were going to play with, about 3 months ago or more, okay? Only 3 days ago, it was completely modified, and it's doubled in content, okay? It was just yesterday that Kimberly came into the office, in one of the bedrooms I call the office, which I haven't set up as an office. She comes in and goes, oh, are you on that again? Because there was more to add. In fact, I'm going, okay, I know it's 7 days plus, but there's a heck of a lot of stuff here. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because you guys have been ready for it, have prepared yourself to get ready for this, okay? This is the thing that you have now prepared yourself for. Could I have done this last year? Well, I could have done it, but how many people were ready? There weren't as many. If you've been listening to some of the talks I've been doing through different radio shows and some of the things I've been sharing and even some of the workshops, things are going up and up. I'm excited because I can actually share stuff that I've been holding back, not me holding back, but my soul not allowing me to actually go further. That prepares for a lot more people that are ready, because that wouldn't have been possible. If you guys weren't ready, it wasn't possible. I've gone, the last few workshops, especially the earlier ones this year, like I'm mapping it out. I'm writing it on that whiteboard, if you've been on some of them. I'm writing on the whiteboard, and I'm like getting excited here. I'm writing stuff across the board, and then I'm about to go into some topics, and all of a sudden I'm right, and my soul's going, no, we're not going there. No. Why not? We're going to blow some circuits, and they're not ready. Darn. Okay. But the next time, it was a little bit more. Then the next time, some more. This time, you're going to get the mother load. Okay? All right? So, but that's because you made yourself ready.
I'm came from Italy and from
Switzerland. Yes, and we're going to have you guys introduce yourselves. Get a chance, so you get to hold the mic and say something about yourself after we go through some of the stuff that we're doing now. But anyways, yes, and I think about a third of you that are in this room have traveled great distance to be here, are international, okay? And there's a few more coming in, too, that haven't arrived yet, but they're coming in. And you go, okay, well, look at this. And believe it or not, a lot of the international ones were the very first. Now, of course, we have had three that had to cancel due to certain circumstances, but the circumstances were because they weren't really ready. They headed that way, but at some point it had to change. You're here because you're ready. Now, the warning is, somebody had said to me at dinner time, hopefully we don't have to take you out on a stretcher because by the time the 7 days are, that you'll be done. And my comment to the person, I'm sorry, my memory's not always the greatest of who said that. But in essence, I said, my concern is you guys being carried out in a stretcher because, I can't take anymore. Can you calculate, figure out anything? I'm not concerned about me. So I get energized when I do this. Okay, it doesn't matter how I feel. There's like pretty powerful energies that flow through me. And I love when the different facets of myself to come through. And so believe it or not, when I listen to my own stuff, I'm amazed too. Oh, I said that? I did all that? This is pretty cool. Because the thing is, I'm so busy interpreting all the stuff that's coming through, I don't catch everything. But sometimes when I'm going through it, I'm going, hey, that's a good one. I got to remember that. Of course, it goes, right? Because it's just flowing so quickly. So the other thing I had mentioned also earlier, everybody was in the room, was there at the table before. A lot of your souls wanted some adjustments done. So overnight, you guys kept me busy all night. And I'm going, I need to get some sleep. But a lot of them were worked on, or most of you were worked on to kind of prepare you for today and for the rest of the week. There's going to be more this evening after the meditation. So anyways, we'll see how that all plays out as we go along. So this is for you. This is all catered. There's a team that works with me too. So in essence, there's going to be your own guides that will be invited, whatever is necessary and beneficial to facilitate you to do what you came here to do. You will all get what you need, how you need it, and what most serves you at this point in time. So it's not, everybody's going to get the same. The same content is going to be shared. You're going to get whatever you need to get. And this is why we provide the audios and the videos for you so that you refresh it, because I've had many, many, and this goes on for years now, but many times I've heard, how did you sneak in all that extra content? Because I was there and I didn't hear all of this. Because in fact, what happens is, a lot of times if you're overwhelmed, and the overwhelmed part is not your soul, and it's not even your human entity, it's your mind. And the ego mind's going, oh, no, we're going to filter this, we're going to stop whatever it is. But then, because some of the integration occurs, then you get to another level of readiness, and then you're listening to it. And I've had people that have said they've listened to it 10 times and over a period of time, and each time I get more. And each time, finally, it makes sense, or something else triggers in me and saying, I got it. Now I know how to apply it in my life. So it's really important that you actually spend time to actually review the content afterwards. Anyways, I don't want to go further. So that was my welcoming, setting the stage. So the whole week is going to be absolutely your opportunity to kind of do whatever you need to do within all of this. Please make time to share amongst each other, to connect. You're all like-minded people. The fact that you're going to end up talking to somebody, whoever you're drawn to talk to, are basically somehow you've already made an agreement to kind of share some information back and forth to support you on whatever journey you're on. Okay? And during the retreat, about the midpoint, we're going to go through a stage changing where you're actually now opening yourself up to a completely new timeline. You're going into a complete new phase of your life, okay? That'll be on the 31st. So that would be Wednesday. So we have a lot of work to do before that, and then it's a renewal. Get to meet the new you. And then the new you goes through even further until we get to the end of next Sunday. So get yourself comfortable, feel yourself open. If you feel in any way a resistance, or you're feeling something's trying to shut you down or something of that nature, acknowledge it. I see you. I thank you. I love you. I release you. And I don't care if you have to say it 100 times, just do it. Okay? Because sometimes I've had people that have, and this is from doing people with sessions and whatever else and so forth, and when they're having a panic or whatever's going on in their life, something intense, I keep reminding them, just keep saying that. I don't care if you have to say it 20, 30, 40, 50 times. You'll notice that the intensity goes down and further and further and further until you get to that point of neutrality. And then at that point in time, it's like whatever was the big deal doesn't even feel like much. Now you can actually look at it more easily as an observer. So that's basically, use that. So if you feel anything coming up, perfect. Because this is what it's all about. We're going to be clearing some pretty interesting stuff, facets of you that no longer serve. You're just moving to a new chapter. Now, if any of you really want to hold on to your old life because you kind of like it, then I'd suggest, see ya. Go. But if you really like this life and you want to just fine-tune it and even bring it up to the next level, you're perfect here too. So that's what we're going to do. So how many of you are excited to be here? Fantastic. We'll check again about halfway and then near the end. Okay. All right. Now, if you're super excited to be here, two hands go up. If you're really super excited, you get to stand up and go, yahoo! Nobody's that far? All right. Okay. A few of you are not. All right. It's okay. We'll get you on fire before you know it. Okay, so we're going to get the lovely Kimberly. Now, I have to say, Kimberly she's going to do some logistic stuff. But at the same time, I must say, she's been, like, amazing. She handles all the preparation, all the organizing and everything. I just get to stand up and talk, and I do some other things. But all the back-end stuff and... Some of you have already connected with her several times. She did promotion. She actually even checks all the stuff I write, and then she puts her part and then tells me, no, you can't say this or you can't do that, whatever. Usually she's pretty good. But anyways, she's done quite a bit of work on making this happen. So I'll let her do the logistics. You're here because of a commitment you made to yourself to upgrade from whatever state that you're in and going into either organic 3D or organic 5D. And I'm going to talk about that, not this evening. And we're going to talk about it during so forth. So the commitment that you made is that you're ready for the next part. And that's why we've covered that earlier. And there's no mistake or accident that you're here. And no matter what you felt beforehand, even if you had certain things come up for you before, it's just to prepare you. And even any work that has been done was to prepare you just to be here. And in essence, there's some of you here that actually were quite surprised that you actually made the choice at the last minute to come because you felt that part of you moved you to be here. Why? Because you were ready. And you made the commitment to move on. And go of the old self and stepping into a new self. And when I say new self, we're talking about the self of you that's always been there, that you've parked and put aside, that you're not, have not been using that part of you. You're going to bring that part up in yourself to be part of the playfulness and of experiencing your life moving forward. So this is what you're here. You're here to play. So let's have some fun with all of this as we go along.